Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim, the first Hashanah, which follows on Sunday evening. Parshas Nitzavim, of course, has the mitzvah of tshuva in the Parsha, very appropriate for a preparation day for Rosh Hashanah. The Sefer Leket Rishimais, quoted also in Derech Picha Volume 1, it is brought that the Panovich Rav visited the United States in the early part of the 20th century, and before leaving Europe, he asked the Chafetz Chaim what message he should bring from the Chafetz Chaim to the Jews in America. The Chafetz Chaim responded that he should tell the Jews in America that doing tshuva is not that hard. It's only the Yetzer Hara that fools people into thinking it's difficult. But in fact, doing tshuva is not difficult at all. Chofetz Chaim was, of course, talking about the words of this week's parasha, Kikari Lelecha Hadavar Mi'ayit. Rabban explains that tshuva is Kari Lelecha, is not so hard. When I heard this, it's a zappella to me. What do you mean it's not hard to do tshuva? It reminds me of Chazal, who reflect on Moshe Rabbeinu's speech to Klal Yisrael. When he said to them, Ma Hashem Elokecha Dereish Mimcha Kim Liyira Isi, what does God want? Just Yira Shemayim. And the Gemara asked, Yira Shemayim, also such a state, is fear of heaven a small thing? And Moshe Rabbeinu should say, Kim Liyira. And the Gemara says, Yira Lagabi Moshe, also such a state. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. Now, however we understand that Gemara, the bottom line, the fact is that Yirat Shemayim is difficult for us. But Moshe Rabbeinu was easy. Yirat Shemayim is difficult for us. Tshuva is difficult for us. Could it be the Chafetz Chaim was reflecting his own experiences and telling us that tshuva is easy? Or could it be that we're fools and it really is much easier than it seems to be to us? I'd like to quote the Chafetz Chaim from Mishneh Berurah. Perhaps he is a bit of an insight. Mishneh Berurah in Siman Kuf Tes Vav explains the bracha Ata Chayne Lord of the As, and the bracha which follows it, which is of course the bracha of Tshuva, the bracha of Hashiveinu, a rite of Tshuva. The Chafetz Chaim says that every human being should pay for that. For understanding. We've long reflected that people think they need parnasa, they have kavana in the bracha parnasa, they need health, the bracha refuah. But there are very few people who think it's urgent that their brain situation improve, that they need more seichel. And for that reason, people don't have kavana in atachayne. What's interesting is that the Mishneh Berurah tells us it's important to have in mind yourself in the bracha about the chayne l'adam das. It's important to think about one's need for more das. But he's not talking about das in the sense of having the brains to understand a difficult taisvis, but to answer a difficult kasha. The Mishneh Berurah says that in atah chayne we should pray that we should have the understanding livchar b'tayv v'limayis bara, to be able to choose that which is good and to reject that which is bad. That this is not the bracha of tshuva, it's the bracha of das, of understanding. That we should have the understanding of what is good, what is right, the limos bara, and to understand what is bad. When a person does that, when a person has that bina, that clarity, not to make excuses about things that are bad and pretend they're not so bad, and not to make excuses about his behavior and try to rationalize it, to say it's not so terrible. Not everyone is so new. I go on the street. It's not everywhere. It's not so terrible. But to think that coming late to shul is not so bad. Most people come late to shul. If a person is boicher b'tayv u'mayis bara, he has the truth clear before him. He accomplishes the bracha v'adachay ne'ladam das. Then the bracha of tshuva is not that hard. The Gemara says the bracha of tshuva follows the bracha of das because, as the pasuk says, levava yavin, the shav. If in your heart you will have a clear understanding, means if we prepare. We prepare by having a clarity of that which is right and that which is wrong, that which is correct and that which is incorrect. Once we have a clarity, we admit it to ourselves, and it's not so hard that a person can do tshuva. And certainly that's part of the work the Avodah does this day, of these days, the Yom HaNeirah, to come to a clear understanding of that. Let me move on to another Mishnah Berurah. Another Mishnah Berurah, and a thought that Rav Tom shared with us regarding the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Siman Tov Rei Zayin, Hivkat Yud Kippurim, Ve'alachas of Yom HaKippurim." And there, the Mishnah Berurah says that if someone was a gan, if he stole during the year, and came before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he returned what he had stolen, he asked forgiveness, he asked Mechila, and got Mechila. He nevertheless should stay nidui on that which he had stolen, because he sinned to Hashem. Chet to Shemayim, the other Lamakim still exists. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Iknit Chaveiro Mitzvarim, if he spoke to someone harshly, you caused him pain with words, and he forgave you, he was Michael, then it is not necessary to do nidui on that anymore. And the question is obvious, what's the difference? Was there a difference between stealing and causing pain with words? Why, for one, is Mechila adequate? And now for the second, why don't we say that when someone causes someone verbal pain, that too is an Aveira bin Adam Lamokim, and he should still have to say Vita. As Tom explained, as best I recall, by quoting a tshuva of the Chaves Yoyer. The tshuva of the Chaves Yoyer says the following. Chavisio was asked by businessmen in a certain community whether it was okay for them to enter into the following agreement. These businessmen had a fierce competition. Very often, it would be shyless, there would be dinei Torah. One would feel that the other person improperly was masking of all, the other person improperly encroached on his business. It would be shyless of Adi HaMahatech Becharara, questions of stealing one's customer. They had many dinei Torah. And they got together, these couple of businessmen who were dealing in the same type of business in the same community. And they said, you know what, let's have an agreement. We forgive each other, we'll michael each other, and we can do whatever we want. All is fair in business. We can compete in any way in which we desire. And this was the agreement that they wanted to enter into. And the question, of course, was, whether that is okay, whether it's okay to have this, it's such an agreement. After all, agreements, when it comes to financial affairs, are binding. To that, the response of the Chaves Yoyer was an absolute no. Why not? They all agreed. He said that when business is run with ignoring one's moral obligation, ignoring one's halachis of honesty, ignoring the rules of integrity, that causes damage to the whole community. When someone is dishonest, even if technically he has a mechila of someone else, that dishonesty, that dishonest behavior affects the entire community. And therefore, even entering into such an agreement will not help. As a matter of fact, as the Chaves Yoyer, the generation that preceded the Mabul is a generation that did just that. Because we find Kihishkas Kalbasar as Targay, that they sinned in their manner of behavior. And Rashi mentions to us that there was Geneva, there was improper behavior. And he explains that that was the same type of an arrangement. It was an arrangement where everyone was Michael, one the other. And that is Makalkiel, that ruins the state of the community. That's Rav Tom, that's shot in this Mishnah Berurah, same as the Chaves Yoyer. That if you stole, you did things that were dishonest, even if you returned the Geneva, even if the person forgave you, it was Mechila. Nevertheless, damage was done. You still have to say Vidui. It's not the same as teasing someone. Of course, every Aveira is Right? Chaleda Pesachot Tfila. Do you want to know how powerful Tfila is? Im Eina Isa Kula, Di Isa, Chet Yahi Isa. If the Tfila is not completely accepted, God will still do half. Kayin, Omar Al Hevel Achiva Hargai. Kayin killed his brother, Yatza Gezeira, Nava Nad, Giyabaretz. And it was decreed against him, Nava Nad, the two languages of traveling, were decreed upon him that he would have no rest in this world. He had Omar in his Vadel of Nechadish Baruch, who he got up and said, before God, Shemma Badal Avoy Nimin Estai. The Nimna Mimenu Na. And half of his punishment was taken away. No. The fact that he would have to be constantly moving throughout the world was taken away. The smaller language of Noid remained, and that was the Karatalaymish. That's what it says in the Medrash. You want to say prayer is great? Bring the prayers that were completely answered. Bring the prayer of Kiel Na Rafan Allah, Meshach Tila Mordechai. Or bring Yitzchak's Tila for children, Meyasa Yitzchak. These Tilas were completely answered. Why are you bringing a Tila of Kayin, which was only half answered? Avchuk says, a beautiful hand in Teret. He says, sometimes a person davens, and his Tila accomplishes what he prayed for takes place. But he doesn't know. He'll never know. Did his prayer change what would otherwise have happened? Or would it have happened anyway? One prays that his friend have her force away when the person recovers. You'll never know if your prayer did it or if it would have happened anyway. We know that the Yadivayasa Yitzchak, Yitzchak prayed for children. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu planned to give him children. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Yitzchak the parent the opportunity to have a heartfelt prayer. We don't know if the tefillah would have been answered anyway in all these other cases. However, in the case of Kayin, since only half was answered, you see this was a prayer that the Adzama was a cause that was unjust, that he be forgiven. Really, his punishment should have remained. And here we see Kayin Tishal Tefillah. Even one has no excuse, no opportunity, the Derech HaTeva by nature to overturn Gzera. Chet Yatila is great, that it accomplishes something. And so that anybody who davens at any time should know that a tefillah at least accomplishes something. These are the words of Rav Druck here in the state. I would like to add a diuk. When it says that Kayin davened, the Medrash, the Lashon of the Medrash is, Miyad Amad V'Nizvadol of HaKadosh Baruch. He got up and said, Vidoy, he confessed before God, Shenema Gadol Avaynim in the Stai. The power of a vidoy. The power of tefillah is in the power of vidoy. In the power of the Ashamnu Bagadnu that we say every day, three times at the end of Slichai. And if you daven in the Yanin that say Tachman, as I certainly hope you do, two more times a day. Don't let the end of Slichai become a rush job. The Ashamnu Bagadnu becomes something you say quickly and without feeling. Ashamnu Bagadnu, the Vidui, has this power of this Kayach of Tzila. The Tzila of Kayin, God love, I am in a sight, that was the Tzila. And therefore, when the Vidui comes, we should stay with Kavana, we should add. If you say to Avnu, to Inu, to Itanu, you finish the Vidui, you should add another clap. A clap for something else. You should clap and say, Spalalnu, Bami Kavana. We prayed without the crack of Papa Kavana. We eat, we don't make a bracha rishayna properly. Make these statements of vidui. These statements of vidui have a kayach, a power of tefillah, a tremendous power of tefillah to be accepted. They're also a kiyum of the atachayni ladam das, livchar v'tayiv, the limay spara. You're a maye spara when you say a vidui and a chayt that is no gair to you. And you don't hide behind the generic ashamnu v'gadnu. This is the Kayach of Tfila with the Kayach of Idli. Let us help and pray that in the coming days, we as individuals and as a community, to a Shana Tevo,